Hello, BCT listeners, and welcome to another edition of A Guide to Windows Vista. Today, in this edition, I'm going to talk about one of the exciting new features in Windows Vista. And, well, there are a lot of excitements in Windows Vista, such as new security features. One of the things that really excites me is media features in Windows Vista. For those of you who are media enthusiasts and sound professionals, you'll be glad to hear that Vista has all the capabilities of XP plus new features, which I'm going to talk about today. Windows Vista has a new array of media features, such as redesigned Windows Media Center, Volume Control, Windows Media Player 11, and others. And in this edition, I will talk about Windows Media Center, Media Player 11, and Volume Control. There are other media features that are not explained in this one, such as how to burn a CD, which we'll cover later. Windows Photo Gallery, which is a photo gallery tool, which allows you to view slides and pictures and burn them to DVD. And other media features such as Windows Movie Maker and such. Okay. The audio architecture is different. Although it uses a direct sound, the audio architecture is different in a way that requires its own Vista driver, right, in order for the sound card to work. In my case, I have a Realtek high definition audio with the Vista driver I found on the Realtek website, and I've installed it. The audio architecture has a new variation called room correction. What it means is that the Windows will automatically check your head physics, and it will determine what audio filter to use when playing audio files and music. One of the new features that are new to Windows Vista is redesigned volume control. And in Vista, in XP actually, you cannot control volume for separate applications. You have only had total control over the volume of your hardware. But now, in addition to hardware volume control, it now has a software volume control where it can adjust volume per each application. If this is enabled, theoretically, you can control the volume of synthesizers that are used in screen readers, such as Eloquence under JAWS and DeckTalk under Window Eyes. The usual volume icon is there on the system tray. What I'm going to do is I'm going to open volume control in Windows Vista.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit. To move through items, press up or down arrow.
Okay, I'm in the search box. What I'm going to do is I am going to type SNDVOL. In XP and earlier, the volume control was SNDVOL32. And now it is SNDVOL. I'm using the new start menu, by the way. In the classic summary, you have to go to Start, Programs, Accessories, etc. And then you have to find it there. So I'll press Enter on that, and you'll hear the following.
Leaving menus. Volume, mixer, dialogue, speakers, device up, down, slider, 0%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
Dog
context, menu, face, cloak, leaving menu, rate. Global voice settings, dialogue, device, speakers, up, down, slider, 0%. To increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
This is quite misleading. I don't know what Microsoft has done, but the JAWS or Window Eyes, if I found, does not read the slider correctly. It said device volume, which is currently at 0%, actually it is 100%. In order to increase or decrease the volume, as in like XP's volume control, you'll press up or down arrow. I'll press down arrow and see what happens.
1%, 2%, 2%, 3%, 4%, 5%, 6%, 7%, 8%, 9%, 10%, 11%, 12%, 32%, 12%.
To decrease the volume in larger increment, I'll press home to go.
0%.
You'll press page up or page down to decrease volume by 20%. of course, like XP, to raise the volume completely, you will press home, and to mute it, you will press end. If I press home, you will hear this.
0%.
So I'll press page down to decrease the volume in large increment.
20%, 40%, 60%,
8%. Okay, it is actually increasing. If I press up, page up.
60%, 40%, 20%, 0%.
Don't be fooled by the increments. Actually, 0% is 100%. It said, when I press page down, it said 20, 40, 60. Actually, it is 80, 60, 40%. And when I press page up, it said 80%, 60%, 40%, 20%, 0%. It is actually 20, 40, 60, 80, and 100. That's the device volume. This is the master volume of your computer, just like XP start volume control. I'll press tab.
Device main mute button to activate, press space bar, alt plus M.
To mute your main device, you press space, and you press some space again to unmute it. The shortcut is Alt M, as you heard.
1. Explosion 06060 dot 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 up down slider 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys.
From here on, this is the application-based volume control. Currently, I have a Winamp running. The number of sliders will depend on the number of applications that you have. Currently, I am running Microsoft Outlook, Winamp, and JAWS for Windows. So there should be three sliders, plus the main slider, which is the main master volume. If I want to adjust the slider for an application, I would just either press up, down, left, right, page up, page down, or home or end key at this entry. So if you want to decrease the volume of Winamp, you can do that. Yeah, but if you want to increase overall volume, you will press tab until you hear device volume and press home to home, page up, or up arrow, right arrow to adjust to increase the volume. And vice versa, you can press down arrow, left arrow, page down, end to decrease the volume of the master volume. So I'll press tab to go to the application-based volume control sliders.
Mute for 1. Explosion 060609 Winamp button to act 1.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you what it actually does.
Line inbox 1.
Exactly, and you just feel it. You just
1. Volume mixer dialog, speaker.
So if I press down there on the 1, you will hear the epic song becomes fainter.
1%, 6%, 84%.
And the synthesizer is not affected by this. So if I press up arrow, you'll hear that the volume gets increased. So I'll press page up to go in large increments.
48%, 28%, 8%, 0%, 1, 1.
Okay,
it's volume.
That's it. So that is how you adjust the volume of the application. So if you really want to adjust the synthesizer volume, which I'm going to show you right now, you will press tab until you hear either application file for JAWS or Windowize.
Mute window sounds up, mute application file for JAWS up down slider 0%.
If I press page down, you will hear the eloquence gets fainter and fainter.
20%, 40%, 60%, 80%.
This is how you adjust the volume of your screen reader if you have one. It does also apply to a narrator as well. So I'll press page up to increase the volume.
60%, 40%, 20%, 0%.
There we go. That is how you increase or decrease the volume of your screen reader, which is pretty good.
Mute for up down slider 0, mute for inbox Microsoft Outlook button.
Okay. Sometimes if the slider does not tell you which application you're on, slider controls, you can press tab to hear the mute for something like that.
Device speakers up down slider 0, 1, explosion.
Okay. This is the overview of new volume control panel under Windows Vista. So you can really control the volume independently, which is pretty good. For those of you who are using BrowNote or PackMate or BrowSense, you will be familiar with media volume controls. Especially on the BrowNote and BrowSense, you can actually on the BrowNote, you can control the volume of the synthesizer and the Windows Media Volume with hotkeys. In the case of PackMate, you can also on the BrowSense as well, you can control the volume of Eloquence and the media player at the same time. So I'll press Alt+F4 to get out of here.
One, explosion.
Okay, there we go. So that is an overview of volume control on the Windows Vista. Windows Media Player. Windows Media Player has changed on the Windows Vista. For those of you who have XP and Windows Media Player 11, you will see that Windows Media Player 11 for Windows Vista is same as Media Player 11 for XP. What really have changed is that the menu system has changed, and Microsoft has done a great job on reorganizing things. And it is somewhat more accessible than Windows Media Player 10 because it doesn't say BTN button, something like that. It now actually tells you what button it is. And now Windows Media Player 11 now has an option button associated with the button that you're using. For example, if you have a play button, then you don't say play button, option button, but press tab on it. One of the notable changes that you'll notice when you first start Windows Media Player 11 is that the menu system is different. For those of you who are using PackMate, if you press Alt, you'll land on the menu bar. Actually, JAWS presents it as a menu. For example, if you are in File Explorer, and if you press Alt, the first item will be Edit Menu. Actually, the JAWS has selected Edit from the menu bar. It is now showing it as a menu. If you press Enter, it will go to the submenu, etc. It's the same under Windows Media Player. So if you press Alt, you'll see that it opens the menu instead of focusing you to menu bar. You use down or up arrow to move to the items. And one of the menu items is classic menus, which if you press enter on that, it will revert back to classic menu system, where if you press Alt, you will go to menu bar and not select anything. You can press Alt left or right arrow to move to menu items. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press some Windows key and start Media Player.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
I'll type Media Player and I'll press Enter.
Leaving menus. Windows Media Player, Windows Media Player.
And if I press Insert Q for JAWS scripts.
Microsoft registered Windows registered operating system 11 settings. WMP.DLL, WMP. DLL.
Actually, it should say Windows Media Player 11 scripts settings. Essentially, Windows Media Player is same across all versions. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the new layout. I have to press Insert Tab to see the first volume button since JAWS didn't read it.
Windows Media Player. Now playing button. Button to activate. Press space bar.
Home button, I believe.
Now playing button to activate. Press space bar.
Now playing button, you can see the information about the current track that is playing.
Now playing menu button to activate, press space bar.
If you press space, you go into the menu related to now playing options, such as I'll press space.
Context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow. S. Show list pane checked. S. Enhancement submenu. E. Visualization submenu. Plugin submenu. More options. Dot dot dot. O. Help with playback. H. Show list pane checked. E. Leaving menus. Now playing menu button.
This is where you find the menu items related to playback, such as enhancement, visualization, and help on playback. So I'll press tab.
Library button pressed to activate, press space bar.
If the button is pressed, you can press space.
Library button pressed, context menu to navigate, create auto, create playlist, leaving, library button pressed, context menu, leaving.
Oh, what's going on? The library button is pressed for some reason, I don't know why. the library button, you can, this is a music library of Windows Media Player. If I press space, and actually space directly went to the menu. If I press tab, here's what you will hear.
Library menu button to activate, press space bar.
If you press space, you'll go to library menu, which talks about library main items such as
menu to navigate, press up or down arrow. Create playlist, control plus N, C. Create auto playlist, A. Music checked, M. Pictures, P. Video, V. Recorded TV, T. Other, E. Add to library, dot, 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 L. Media sharing, dot, 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 N. Apply media information changes, I. Add favorites to list when dragging, F. More options, dot, dot, dot. Help with using the library, H. Create playlist, control plus N.
Okay, this is the menu items that are related to library. So you can view, edit, add, create a new playlist, auto playlist, and you heard things such as recorded TV, etc. This is only available for Ultimate and Home Premium versions because Windows Media Player is tied to Windows Media Center, which I'm going to be showing you in a couple of minutes. This is a menu item related to library. I'll press escape to
leaving menus, library menu button.
I'll press space and actually tab to go to the next one, which is
rip button to activate, press space bar.
For those of you who have ripped CDs to MP3s or WAV before, you will be familiar with this setting, where rip is a process of rip decoding media, like a music from the music CDs. This is pretty useful for those who want to create an instant archive without having to carry their CDs. So I'll press tab to see the menu.
Rip menu button to activate, press spacebar.
If you press spacebar on this rip menu, you will hear such this things such as
rip menu button, context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, F, format sub menu, F.
You can select the ripping format. In what format do you want to use, MP3, Windows Media Audio, or WAV?
Bitrate sub menu, B.
You can select bitrate here from 128 to I believe 128, 192, 256, 320. I have to look at that in detail.
Rip CD automatically when inserted submenu R.
If you really want to rip CD when you insert it to your computer, you can do that.
Eject CD after ripping E.
If you want to eject CD after ripping, you can do that as well.
More options, dot, 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 O.
Again, more options.
Help with ripping H. Format submenu F.
And by the way, in help sub, you can, it will open the help topics. And I'm going to briefly show you what it looks like. I'll press escape.
Leaving menus, rip menu button to act, burn button to activate, press space bar.
If you want to burn music CDs, you can do that. For those of you who have burned CDs using Windows Media Player, which I strongly recommend against, you can do that as well. But my preference is to use programs such as Rocksteel or Nero.
Burn menu button to activate, press space bar.
If you want to burn something, you can press space to select the configuration options. You'll hear options such as
context menu to navigate, press up or down arrow, A. Audio CD checked, A.
You can burn audio CD, which is a typical setting for those who want to carry their musical collection with you.
Data CD or DVD, D.
If you want to burn a data CD that includes some CD, MP3s, documents, etc., you can do that. And if your computer has a DVD drive, you can also burn a DVD.
Eject disk after burning, check E.
If you want to eject disk after burning, you can do that as well.
Apply volume leveling across tracks on audio CDs, check V.
Volume leveling, you can do that. You can label the CD with tracks.
More options, dot, 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 O.
Again.
Help with burning, H. Audio CD, check A.
That is how you choose to burn your CDs and DVDs.
Leaving menus.
I'll press tab.
Sync button to activate, press spacebar.
Sync. If you have a Windows mobile device, such as compact iPad, Dell Azim, or any other assistive technology devices such as Brownout, PacMate, or BrowSense, you can use this link to sync your music to the device, which uses a Windows Sync Center to transfer the files from on your computer to the mobile device so you can have your music collection with you wherever you go. So I'll press tab to go to the menu here.
Sync menu button to activate, press spacebar.
If you press spacebar, you will hear things such as
sync menu button, menu to navigate, press up or down arrow. Refresh devices are.
You can refresh devices to show like devices that are still connected.
More options dot dot dot. Oh, help with sync, refresh devices.
That's the only one that I have.
Leaving menu.
Since I don't have anything connected right now, then it won't show any like, device options and others.
Urge button to activate, press service menu button to activate, press urge button to activate, press spacebar.
Urge button? I don't know what it is. I don't know what the urge button is. I press spacebar.
Urge button, Windows Media Player 11 dialog. Please wait dot dot dot. Please wait dot dot dot. Default settings, setup wm.xsetupwm. EXE, download online store software before using Urge. You must first download software from the store. Click I accept to download the software or click I decline to...
Oh, Urge is a music store software where you can buy music online and use... You can play on your computer.
Download online the printable version. I decline button to act. I accept button. Download online store software before I decline...
I'd open Winter Explorer.
Windows Media Player, no links. Urge, open parent. 1. Explain cool inbox 1.
For some reason, it opened the gadget. And I accidentally.
Leaving menus.
Turned off Windows Media
Player. Windows Media Player, open. The urge, open parent document, open. Seek left, right, rotate, meta, turn, repeat, play button, mute button. Library, grip, sync button.
There we go, now it's back to normal mode.
Urge, service, sign in to the service menu button to activate, press space bar.
Services, you can press space to select the services that Windows Media Player offers, so I press space.
Service menu button, context menu, urge to navigate, urge you, media guide, urge you.
For some reason, urge is displayed twice, I don't know for some reason.
Media guide,
Media Guide, it'll show you the, it'll connect to Microsoft and Media Guide. That's available from windowsmedia.com.
Browse all online stores, B.
You can browse online stores for music content and other digital content that you can play on the Windows Media Player.
Help with stores, H.
Oh, it's the stores, that's what's going on. The help with stores, you can view help topics related to the stores.
Urge you. Leaving menu.
Okay.
Sign in the service button to activate, press spacebar.
If you have an account with some services, you can do that. You can sign in with the service.
Select the category button to activate, press the spacebar. Context menu to navigate, press upward, music, pictures, music, M.
You can select a category. I don't know for some reason why it's only a category. You can select music,
pictures, B, video,
recorded TV,
TV, other media, O,
other media,
music, M, leaving menus, select
and others.
Button to activate, press the space bar.
I don't know why we're...
Button to activate, press show list pane button, library container.
Oh, it's a library container.
One, Windows Media... Windows Media Player, layout options, search edit box edit, type layout options button to store.urge.com button to activate, rest, select the cat, sign in the service, stop layout, search edit, search options to activate.
Oh, there we go.
Library tree preview, urge club.
For some reason, library open is completely new window.
Primary list view, blank to move to items, use the arrow keys. Microsoft registered with. Open parent document, but open, hide basket beast, untitled, basket list, seek left right slider, 0%.
Okay, I don't know if we have some dilemmas here. The seek, just like other media players, you can jump through the time. You can fast forward or rewind through the tracks, and jump to time, etc.
Rotate metadata icon button to activate. Turn shuffle on button to activate. Press spacebar.
The following controls are related to playback. These are standard across all media players, such as WinAmp, RealPlay, etc.
Turn shuffle on button to activate.
If you want to turn shuffle, you can do that.
Turn repeat on button to activate. Press spacebar.
If you want to repeat a particular music, you can press space to turn it on.
Play button to activate. Press spacebar. Control plus P. Turn repeat on button to activate press spacebar control plus T.
Oh, actually, there's a shortcut button. Actually, it's control T to repeat and...
Turn shuffle on button to activate press spacebar control plus H.
Control H.
Turn play button.
If you have a music that is loaded onto Windows Media Player, you can press control P or press spacer here to play it.
Mute button to activate press spacebar F7.
If you want to mute, you can do that. You can mute the current music that you're playing.
Volume left right slider 100% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys F9 up semicolon F8 down.
Again, if you want to increase or decrease the volume, you can do that.
95 for 100.
If I press down arrow, it went down 5% increment at a time. You heard also Josh say mute F7, down F8, up F9, because Windows Media Player has reassigned some keys. In previous version of Windows Media Player, to mute you have to press F8. To turn the volume down you have to press F9, to turn the volume up you have to press F10. Now in Windows Media Player 11, the keys have been shifted one key to the left, so it's now F7 to mute, F8 for volume down, and F9 for volume up.
Button to activate press spacebar. Now playing button to now playing menu button to.
And we're now back at the now playing button. What I'm going to do is I'm going to show you the new menu items that are up there. I'll press Alt.
File to activate press the spacebar. Alt plus F.
File is still here. I press Alt. I'm using the classic menu bar.
View to activate, play to activate, tools to activate, press the spacebar, help to activate, file to activate, press the view, play, tools to activate.
Okay, what I want to do is I am going to open a file.
Menu file to move through, open you are open dot 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 control plus O, open, save as dot dot, close control plus W unavailable, create playlist control plus, create auto click, save now playing list, save now, add to library dot 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 F3, properties unavailable, work offline, see users user dot 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 Diane Abraham, Martin and John dot MP3. See users user explosion 060602 dot F, see users user dot 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 Diane Abraham, Martin and John dot MP3.
Excellent. It found it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press enter on that.
Leaving menus, toolbar to activate, press the spacebar.
This is 1960s. So I'm going to do, I'm going to press F7 to mute.
Menu, view to move through items, press up or down arrow, Alt plus D. Full mode control, skip mode, leaving menus, toolbar, and menu, leaving menu. File view, play tools, help. Toolbar to activate. Toolbar.
For some reason, the F7 did not mute it.
Pass key through. Menu. Full mode. Leaving menu.
Oh, it did not. Perhaps there's something wrong with the scripts at this time. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press
Menu play slash pause control plus D and act leaving menus toolbar to activate press the space bar.
For some reason control P opened the place pause. That's interesting.
Toolbar.
Because it is not supposed to do that.
Microsoft.
Don't know why, but it did. The music has been paused, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to press
file to activate menu open dot 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 control open URL dot 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 con.
The music has been paused. So I want to press
menu play slash leave menu.
The music is back on again. What I want to do is I want to press control P.
Context menu place DVD replace speed sub menu Y. Fast control plus normal slow fast control. DVD previous DVD VCD or CD audio unavailable. The previous control plus B unavailable. Next rewind control plus shift plus B unavailable. Fast shuffle control repeat control audio and language tracks sub lyrics captions and subtitle volume sub menu U. Eject control plus J play slash pause control stop play slash pause leaving menus toolbar.
Okay, for some reason it decided to stay on the toolbar for some reason. So the music has been paused again. That is how you play your media files. At this point, I couldn't find a way to go back to the now playing button and seek button, etc., etc. Just like Windows Media Player 10, it has a lot of configurable options. To do that, I have to press Alt T to go to Tools.
Tools to activate. Press the spacebar. Alt plus T. Menu. Download submenu. The map. Visualizations. The plugins. Skins. F. Visualization. Download.
You download the plugins, the visualizations, the skin, etc.
Apply media information changes. I.
You can apply media player information changes.
Plugin submenu. P.
You select plugins here.
Options. Dot dot dot. Oh. Download sub option.
If you want to configure Windows Media Player, you can press Enter on Options. Or you can press Enter on any menu item. Like I'm now playing, rip and press enter on more options.
Leaving menus, toolbar to activate, press the spacebar, options dialog, player page, customize updates and player settings, once a day radio button not checked, 1 of 3, to change the selection, press up or down, options, player.
Okay, player option, you hear the player page is right here. You can select the how often the player checks to see if there's updates available.
Once a week radio button checked, 2 of 3, to check. Once a month radio, download codecs automatically, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, alt.
If you want to download a codec for a particular media file, you can do that.
Keep the player on top of other windows, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar.
If you want to keep Windows Media Player window on top of other windows, you can press space to check it. If not, you can press space to uncheck it.
Allow screensaver during playback, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, alt plus B.
If you want to enable a screensaver, you can do that. If not, you can press spacebar to unselect it.
Add media files to library when played, checkbox checked, so clear checkmark, press spacebar, alt plus L.
If you automatically want to add the file that you're playing to media library, you can do that for later content to view what's saved in the media library.
Connect to the internet overrides other commands, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar, alt plus I.
I don't know what that button is, I haven't investigated in the... I haven't investigated the details.
Start the mini player for file names that contain this text, checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, alt plus F.
If you want to start media player, like a mini version of Windows Media Player, you can do that, and the texts are...
Edit, voice at dot wav, type in text.
Voice at dot wav. I don't know for some reason why I just selected it.
Okay button to activate, press spacebar.
I'll press Control Tab to move to the next item.
Rip music page, change dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar, alt plus H.
You can change the format.
File name dot dot dot, change.
Change the format of the music that you're ripping.
File name dot 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 button.
You can select a file name such as, space, modify letters between the genre, artist, and song name, etc.
Format combo box MP3 5 of 6. The check.
You can select the format that you want to choose. Among them are
Windows Media Audio, Windows Media Audio Pro, Windows Media Audio Variable Bitrate, Windows Media Audio Lossless, MP3 WAV Lossless, MP3.
MP3, which is the version that I recommend, which has some, which takes some least amount of disk space.
Learn about copy protection.
If you have a copy protected music files, you really want to take a look at this link, which tells you more about it.
Rip CD when inserted, checkbox checked.
If you want to rip CDs, well, when the disk has been inserted, you can do that.
Only when in the rip tab radio button checked, 1 of 2, to change the selection, press upper.
I don't know what that button does.
Eject CD when ripping is complete, checkbox not checked. Eject CD when ripping is complete, checkbox not checked. Eject, press spacebar, alt plus E.
When the ripping is complete, you can have Windows Media Player open a CD drawer, and you can tell it to eject the CD or not. You can press space to check it or not. Press space to not check it.
Audio quality, left right slider, 0% to increase or decrease, use the arrow keys, alt plus U.
There are four qualities. They are 128, 192, 256, and 320. Kilobits per second, KBPS.
Compare formats online.
If you want to find out more about certain formats, such as WAV, WMA, MP3, and to compare these formats, you can press space here It'll launch Internet Explorer, I believe.
OK button to activate, press space bar.
I'll press Control Tab for next page.
Devices page, look for devices on the web.
You can look for Windows Media Player compatible devices on the web.
List view DVD-RW drive D, DVD-RW drive D1-3 to move the items, use the arrow keys.
Because I have DVD-RW drive, which is actually DVD-RAM drive.
Display 2-3, speakers 3-3, DVD-RW drive D1-3.
Which allows you to see the Windows Media compatible devices.
Refresh button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus R.
You can refresh devices.
Properties button to activate, press spacebar.
You can view the properties here.
When deleting playlists from devices, also remove their contents, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
If you want to delete device the playlist from the syncing device, you can. If you want to leave the device's content, you can press space uncheck it. If not, you can check it to check it to delete the device content as well.
Advanced dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus N.
Advanced.
Allow video files to convert into background, checkbox checked. Allow audio files to convert into background, checkbox notch. Diaperless video files when converting, checkbox notch. Choose quality over speed when converting video increases the conversion time, checkbox not checked. Store files temporarily to this location, read only edit. See users, user app data, local Microsoft Media Player transcoded files cache. Use change dot 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 delete files button to amount of disk space to use. Edit 7612, type in text, Alt plus A. Amount of disk space to delete files button to delete file, allow video files to allow off, not shoot, still change amount, okay, cancel button, okay button, advanced dot 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 button.
Okay, that's it.
Okay button.
For some reason, it displays advanced settings while syncing the devices. I'll press Control Tab to move to next item.
Burn page, burn speed, combo box, fastest, 1-4. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
You can select the burn speed here, which are
fast, medium, slow, mid, fast, fastest.
Fastest, fast, medium, and slow.
Automatically eject the disk after burning, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar.
To eject the disk after it has been burned, you can press space to check it. If not, you can press clear the checkbox.
Apply volume leveling across tracks on the CD, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus B.
Same thing as I told you some time ago.
Add a list of all burned files to the disk in this format. Combo box, WPL 1-2. To change the selection, use the arrow keys.
Windows Media Playlist.
M3U.
M3U, which allows you to view the content of CD as a playlist.
Use media information to arrange files and folders on the disk. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar.
You can do that. You can tell Windows Media Player to arrange files and sort files and folders depending on the media information that's given.
Do not convert the recommended radio button checked. 1-2. To change the selection, press.
I don't know for some reason why it's here.
OK button to active. Apply button to act. Burn speed.
OK, I'm at the
help button to act. Can't OK button.
OK button. I'll press Control Tab.
Performance page. Detect connection speed. Recommended radio button checked. 1-2.
Okay, performance, which allows you to change the performance of Windows Media Player. If you're connected to network, you can specify and tell Windows Media Player to select to detect the speed of the connection.
Use default buffer in recommended radio button checked, 1-2.
This is useful for playing online files, like a streaming media.
Drop frames to keep audio and video synchronized, checkbox not checked, to check, press spacebar.
I don't know why it is here, but I haven't tested it a lot.
Use video smoothing, checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar.
You can press, you can choose to smooth your video frames or not.
Display full screen control, checkbox checked, to clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus F.
If you want to display full control, display full screen controls, you can do that.
Turn on DirectX video acceleration for WMV files, checkbox checked, a clear checkmark, press spacebar, Alt plus X.
DirectX is digital encoding method that is used to encode and decode digital files. If you want to increase the speed, you can do that. If not,
change dot 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 button to activate, press space OK button to act.
I don't know why it is here.
Library page, configure sharing dot 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 button to activate, press spacebar, Alt plus I.
If you have more than one user that is using this computer, and if you're connected to network, you can shared and library that's available on this computer.
Monitor folders dot 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 button to
add. You can monitor folders to add new content to Windows Media Library.
Delete files from computer when deleted from library. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Alt plus C.
If you want to delete files from your computer when you delete the link to it from the library, you can do that.
Retrieve additional information from the internet. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press.
If you want to, you can do that. You can retrieve additional information about the media file from the internet. If you want to do that, you can press space to check it. If not, you can uncheck it.
Only add missing information radio button checked. 1 of 2. The chain.
I don't know why it's here.
Rename music files using RIP music settings. Checkbox not checked. The check. Press spacebar. Alt plus M. Rename music. Rearrange music and RIP music folder using RIP music settings. Checkbox not checked. Maintain my star ratings as global ratings and files. Checkbox checked. OK button.
I don't know why those buttons are here. You can rearrange the files depending on how you set up the RIP and such.
Plugins page, visualization, 1 of 8.
Okay, I'm at the plugins page. You can view plugins for visualization.
Now playing, 2 of 8.
Now playing.
Window, 3 of 8.
Window.
Background, 4 of 8.
Background.
Video DSP, 5 of 8.
Video. Digital signal processing.
Audio DSP 6 of 8.
Again, audio digital signal processing.
Other DSP 7 of 8.
Others.
Renderer 8 of 8.
Renderer. Visualization content renderer. You can view properties or do some configuration of plugins in this page.
List 1 list view alchemy. Alchemy 1 of 3. To move. Alchemy read only edit. Use your reading keys to read the text. Properties button. Look for plugins on the web. Look for visualizations on the web. OK button.
You can do that. I'll press Control Tab.
Privacy page. Read the privacy statement online.
Just like as I said on the internet podcast, you can set up the privacy settings.
Display media information from the internet. Checkbox check. Update music files by retrieving media info from the download. Usage rights automatically when I play or sync a file. Checkbox checked. Automatically check if protected files need to be refreshed. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Alt plus R. Set clock on devices automatically. Checkbox checked. Set unique player ID to content providers. Checkbox not checked. Cookies dot dot dot. But I want to help make Microsoft software and services even better by sending player usage data to Microsoft. Checkbox not checked. Save file and URL history into player. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar.
Okay, these are all related to privacy.
Clear history button to activate. Clear caches button to OK button.
Okay, I'll press Control Tab.
Security page. Run script commands when present. Checkbox not checked.
Again, just like internet options, you can configure security features in Windows Media Player.
Run script commands and rich media streams when the player is in a web page. Checkbox checked. Play enhanced content that uses web pages without prompting. Checkbox not checked. Show local captions when present. Checkbox not checked. Read the security statement online. Zone settings dot 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 button. OK button.
Okay. These are related to security. You can run scripts that are embedded in the web page. You can select them. You can configure the security zones, etc.
DVD page. Change dot 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 button to activate. Press spacebar. Alt plus C.
Because there's a DVD drive on my system, you can configure DVDs out here.
Defaults dot 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 button. OK button to that.
We have change and defaults thing. I don't know for some. You can configure DVD properties, I believe.
Network page. RTSP slash UDP. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar. Alt plus U.
You can configure network settings such as UDP.
RTSP slash TCP checkbox checked. HTTP checkbox checked. Use ports checkbox not checked. Allow the player to receive multicast streams. Checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press spacebar.
If you want to receive multicast streaming multicast streams, you can do that. I know that some internet content providers use some multicast streams to broadcast their content simultaneously all over the world.
List 1 list view HTTP browser. HTTP browser 1 of 2. To move the items, you configure dot 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 button. OK button.
You can configure like a network setting, etc.
Player page. Once a day radio button.
And we're now back at the player page. This is how you configure Windows Media Player to your liking.
File to active.
And this is how you basically use Windows Media Player on the Windows X Vista I found that Windows Media Player is somewhat accessible at this point, but not that not truly accessible at this point, I'd say. Because of that, I am using Winamp 5.32, actually 5.31 actually, under Windows Vista. Although if you want to try Windows Media Player, you can do that. If you have an XP Media Center computer, and if you want to fill in and look up the Windows Media Center, Windows Media Center on the Windows Vista will feel and look like a Media Center on the Windows XP. Please note that Windows Media Center is only available for Home Premium and Ultimate versions. A Windows Media Player Center actually is a digital hub. It's a multimedia hub for your computer. You can play TV, so if you have a TV to your card, in my case I don't have it. You can play videos, you can play DVDs, you can play music, and if you have a radio, you can play FM radio tuner. If you have a FM radio tuner on your computer, which I don't have. Since I have a Vista Ultimate, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to press Windows key.
Menu, edit, start, search, edit.
And search for Media Center. And after a couple seconds, you'll hear this.
Leaving menus. Windows Vista trademark. Button record a TV button to activate. Press spacebar.
Okay, the Windows Media Center is not open. Just like Windows XP's Media Center, it is accessible with JAWS and WindowEyes. You can press up, down, left, and right arrow to move through these items. I am currently landed at TV recorded TV button where you can view TVs that are recorded. This is a recording TV category, so I'll press right arrow.
Button play DVD button to activate, press spacebar.
You can play DVD here.
Button set up TV button to activate, press spacebar.
If you have a TV tuner, either internal TV tuner or external USB TV tuner, you can set up your TV.
Button program library button to activate, press spacebar.
Just let you know the program library houses games that you have on your computer. Oh, that's it.
Button shutdown button to activate, press spacebar.
These are general settings. You can shut down Windows Media Player. There are a couple other options that you can use, such as restart, close, which I'm going to demonstrate in a moment while I'm concluding this podcast.
Button settings button to activate, press spacebar.
You can set up your Windows Media Player to your preference.
Button burn CD/DVD button to activate, press spacebar.
I press right arrow two times to go to burn CD/DVD. The settings. If you land a shutdown, and if you press left arrow once, you'll go to settings. And that from then on, I press right arrow two times to go to here. You can use Windows Media Center to burn CDs or DVDs, which I do not recommend. My preference is to use Winero or Roxio.
Button sync button to activate, press spacebar.
You can sync media content from your computer to Windows mobile devices.
Button add extender button to activate, press spacebar.
One of the cool features in this version is that you can add Windows Media Player extender, center extender actually. You can view Windows Media Center on screen on another device such as Xbox or Xbox 360, which is supported by default as an extender.
Button media only button to activate, press spacebar.
If you select media only button, it will transition itself to full screen mode with the shutdown button gone, which is not the setting that I recommend for screen reader users.
Button shutdown button picture library button to activate, press spacebar.
You can select here, press enter here to go to picture library.
Button play all button to activate, press spacebar.
This is a video library, so you can play all videos that you stored on your computer.
Button video library button to activate, press spacebar.
You can view videos that are stored on your computer.
Button music library button to activate, press spacebar.
This is where you select your music collection and play them if you wish.
Button play all button to activate, press space bar.
If you want to play the music files that are stored on your computer, you can do that.
Button radio button to activate, press space bar.
If you have a radio tuner such as FM, USB FM tuner, you can select here and play radio.
Button search button to activate, press space bar.
Search, you can search here. I found that it's somewhat accessible, but not entirely so.
Button record a TV button to activate, press space bar.
And we're now back at the recording TV. And then what I'm going to do, show you is briefly show you some of the items that are here. I'm going to start by showing you music library, because that's a function that I usually use, and I find that I guess that will be the function that most of you will to be using.
Button music library button to activate, press space bar.
The music library actually uses Windows Media Player to play music files.
Music library list box you brave brava sauce dilla dot.
That's because it takes a few moments to arrange the items. There are a few categories that users to sort items by. The first one is
artists.
On the right side we have
list box genres.
Genres, I don't know why, but Josh does not read the item. To the right we have
list of songs.
Songs, and to the right we have
playlists.
Playlists, and to the right
list composers.
You have to actually press right arrow and down arrow once and up arrow once again to get it focused on Josh. Okay, composers and
ears
of published ears.
New Bravo album artists.
Album artists.
List of albums.
Albums.
List of new Bravo artists.
And artists. So this is a way to sort music. Artists are pretty useful if you want to find the music that's recorded by a particular artist. Genre is useful if you want to listen to specific genres such as classical, jazz, etc. Composers is used to if you want to find a composer of an art of a music, and so on. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to show you how to play music from a particular artist. I'm going to move to an artist. Let me see.
List box you, Aaron Goldberg, ABBA. List box Aisha Duo, artist. Aisha, ABBA, Eric New, Rob A. Rock, Billy Joel, Black Eyed Peas, Chris Tomlin, List box Cincinnati Symphony, List box Dino, Billy Joel, Diana the Belmonts, List box Francois Rabat, Frank Goda, Habib Koydenbum, Karsh Kale, List box No Artist, Michael W., Maroon 5, Ludwig van Luciana Souza, Passion Worship Band, The Posies, Queen.
Yeah, I'll play something from, let's see.
Rabat, List box Rich Mullins, Sadiq Lawat, List box Songs for Work, Sean Paul, List box Scott Renner, Ricky Martin. Soundtrack, Survivor.
And play something from Survivor.
Rest, List box, Greatest Hits.
Greatest Hits is the
albums.
You can now press right arrow to go to song, because song is my favorite sort order. Now songs.
List box Eye of the Tiger.
The song is now here.
Songs, List box Eye of the Tiger.
Eye of the Tiger.
Rest. Play song button to activate, press space bar.
In this screen, you can select various things. You can select the playback such as play song button, down arrow.
Add the cue button to activate, press space bar.
Add the cue.
Buy music button to activate, press space bar.
You can buy music here.
Edit info button to activate, press space bar.
You can edit info.
Delete button to activate, press space bar.
You can delete it.
Play song button to activate, press space bar.
And we're back to play song. So I'm going to do is I want to press enter to play the song. And you'll notice that song is a bit louder than synthesizer. So what I'm going to do is after I press enter, I'll go to volume control and try to adjust the volume of media center.
New cue button to activate, press space. Menu edit, finder edits, both. Volume, speakers up now, the red make application, new for Apple, Windows sound, 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 Sometimes slider 0%. New parental need the player button to activate. New parental need the enter button to activate. Press space bar. New parental. Sometimes. 180%.
There we go. Found it.
Mute for Windows Media Player. Mute for Windows Media.
There was some kind of a slow response there, guys. I don't know for sure that Windows Media Player / Media Center does use tons of memory for some reason, unknown reason. Okay, you heard briefly Survivor the Eye of the Tiger from 1980s. And you heard several things. You heard Media Center, Media Player. To adjust the music in this case, you would use the Windows Media Player slider, because Windows Media Player is the program that is actually Media Center uses to play the music and video, radio, TV, etc. And to adjust the volume of the Media Center application itself, you'll press you will go to Media Center slider and adjust it, which adjusts the sound of Media Center, system sounds of Media Center. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to unmute Eye of the Tiger and continue.
Up down slider 80%. Eighty-one, 86%, 87%, 88%, 89%, 92%.
There we go. There we go. As I noted above, about a few minutes ago, that synthesizer is a bit softer than Media Player, because by Media Player uses 100% volume. So there's a synthesizer. I don't know why, but it's louder than the synthesizer itself in terms of eloquence. This is the method that I found that is beneficial when you want to control Windows Media Player / Media Center on the fly. Actually, what happens is that the standard Media Set Player command is still there. F8 for mute, F9 and F10 to adjust the volume. But when you do that, it'll adjust the synthesizer as well. So that is not the recommended method that I recommend. But using the volume control is the recommended method that I recommend for changing the volume.
Up down slider 92% to increase or decrease using it.
So what I'm going to do is I am going to wait for the music to finish. Perhaps not.
Windows Media Center. Windows.
The standard command is still here, such as Control P for pause, Control S for stop, and so forth. To get out of any item, you press backspace.
Land place on button to activate. Space list box Eye of the Tiger.
Tiger. Okay, we're back.
Survivor. Scott Renner / Tab. The Posies. Ludwig van Beethoven. Francois Rabat. Ludwig. Black Eyed Peas. From Diane and the Belmonts.
We're back at the music library main screen with the artists. Let's see. If I sort by song, let's see what happens.
Artists. List box alternate rock. Genres. List box inverted question. Songs. List degrees 8.0305 08 10 50. List box 204 300. Amanda. A acute umlaut super. Audio track 0. Audio track 08. Awesome God Rich Mullins. Better is one day. Carmen Fantasy for Desperator. Din din woe little. List everlasting God. Give it up to me radio. Here I am to worship. I guess you're right. It is well with my soul. I guess you're right. Here I am to work. Give it up to me everlasting Desperator. Carmen Fantasy for Carmen Songs. List box C superscript 3 Desperator. Carmen Fantasy for trumpet and orchestra 4. Habanero. Chris Tomlin. C superscript. C superscript. Now playing music. List box. C super. DWA. Distance. Did did. Whoa, little shot. Desperator.
I don't know why, but it does not search for everything. For some reason.
Button music library button to activate. Press space bar.
Yeah, when you quit Media Center and go back to Media Center, it'll go back to artists. But now back at, I press backspace to go back to the main screen. That's the one way of using Windows Media Center. And then I want to briefly show you what Program Library does.
Button picture like button shutdown button program library button to activate press space bar.
It has links to all the games that you have on your machine. If you're a serious gamer, you might want to select here.
Programs by name. Now playing TV plus movies. Now playing music. Programs by name. Now playing music. Eye of the Tiger button to active. Programs by name. Now playing music tasks.
I know that I have used it before, but so for some reason it does not. It seems that it is not useful enough. Although it's accessible, but it's not that accessible as the other ones.
Land button program library.
I press backspace to get out of here. What I want to do is I am going to show you how to set up Media Center.
Button recorded TV, button music library, button picture library, button shutdown button to activate press space bar.
At the shutdown button, you will press left arrow once.
Button settings button to activate press
settings,
space bar.
Settings, I'll press enter.
List box not selected general.
We have a couple of settings here. We have general settings.
TV.
TV.
Pictures.
Pictures.
List box music.
Music.
DVD.
DVD.
Extender.
Media Center extender.
Library setup.
Library setup.
Now playing music. Eye of the Tiger. Library setup.
Okay, for some reason, JAWS tends to, although it focuses right, about for 90% of it, it is right, but for about remaining 10%, it is not that good at all, especially in focus issues. The last item is media setup, library setup. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to
general.
Press home to general, and I'll press enter.
Press unavailable. List box not selected. Startup and window behavior.
Again, this is the another general. This is the first item that will come up when you select general settings. This is the startup type and window behavior.
Visual and sound effects.
Visual and sound effects.
Program library options.
Program library options.
Windows Media Center setup.
Windows Media Center setup.
Parental controls.
Parental controls.
List box automatic download options.
Automatic download options.
Optimization.
Optimization.
About Windows Media Center.
You can view information about Windows Media Center.
Privacy.
Privacy settings.
Now playing music. I have list box about Windows Optim. Now playing music. List box startup and window behavior.
I'm going to press enter on startup window behavior to show you what it has.
Press unavailable save button to activate press space bar.
The left column has save and
cancel button to now playing music. Cancel button to save button to activate
save
press space bar.
Save and cancel button. I press the right arrow, this is where the settings are.
Windows Media Center window always on top checkbox check. So clear check mark press space bar.
This is a checkbox that allows you to tell Windows Media Center to stay on top of other windows.
Show not designed for Windows Media Center dialog checkbox check. So clear check mark press space bar.
If there's a feature that is not designed for Windows Media Center, it'll alert you that way. If you don't want to be alerted, you can press space to uncheck it.
Start Windows Media Center when Windows starts checkbox not checked. So check press space bar.
If you want to have Windows Media Center started while Windows is starting, you can press space to check it or not. You can press space to uncheck it. By default, it is not.
Show taskbar notifications checkbox checked. So clear check mark press space bar.
If you want to tell Windows Media Center to notify you in taskbar, you can do that.
Now playing music. I cancel button to activate
so
press space bar. Save
have.
Button to activate press.
Press backspace to get out of here.
Space list box startup and with visual and sound effects.
Visual and sound effects.
Press
we have.
Unavailable. Save button to activate press space bar.
Okay, to the right, I'll. The first item that we have is
use transition animations checkbox not checked. So check press space bar.
That's not useful for us.
Play sounds when navigating Windows Media Center checkbox checked. So clear
the
check mark
beep,
press
beep
space bar.
That you're here now is related to this. If you want to enable sounds while while you're using Windows Media Center, you can do that. If you don't want to, you can disable it.
Windows Media Center standard radio button checked. 0 items. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
This is the graphics that will be used.
High contrast white radio button not checked. 0 items. To change the selection,
the,
press up or down arrow.
Color scheme that will be used.
High contrast black radio button. Previous item button to active. Now playing music. Hot cancel button to activate. Press space bar.
Okay, we're back at the cancel button.
Space list box visual and sound effects. Program library visual and program library options. Now playing mute list box program library press unavailable. Save button to activate. Press space bar.
Program library options, which allows you to. So what programs are there?
Control the media experience in Windows Media Center checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press space bar. Access media information from Windows Media Center checkbox checked. A clear checkmark. Press space bar.
If you want to, you can do that. If not, you can just press space to uncheck it. The media experience is the how is the like index of how you use your media center.
Hide internet security warnings checkbox not checked. To check, press space bar.
While Windows Media Center is running, you can tell Windows Media Center to hide internet notifications.
Edit program library button to activate. Press space bar.
If you want to edit program library, you can do that. If not, you don't want to. By default, it'll show you games.
Now playing music. Eye of the top cancel button to act. Space list box program library options. Windows Media Center setup.
You press enter on that, it'll go to Windows Media Center setup, which I'll come back later.
List box parental controls.
If you want to limit what features are used by others, you can go here and here and configure it.
Automatic download options.
If there's an update or something like that, you can configure here. Automatic download options.
Optimization.
If you want to optimize Windows Media Center for to tailor for the hardware that you have, you can do that here.
About Windows Media Center.
If you want to find out more about Windows Media Center, you can do here.
Privacy.
Privacy, again, privacy statement.
Now playing music. List box privacy. About Windows Media Center. Optimization. Automatic download option. List box parental controls. Windows Media Center setup.
Okay, so I'll come back to here, so I'll press enter.
Pressed. Not selected setup internet connection. Not selected setup internet connection.
If you want to set up an internet connection, you can do that. If it's already set up, then you don't have to.
Set up TV signal.
If there's a TV tuner present, you can press enter to choose a TV signal, which is not very useful for those who do not have a TV tuner.
List box set up your speakers.
If you want to set up speakers, you can do that here. I'll press enter.
Pressed. Next button to activate. Press space bar. Two speakers radio button not checked. 0 item. Back button to act. Two speakers radio button not checked. Back button. Two speakers radio. Back button. Cancel button. Back button. Two speakers radio. Left click. Two speakers radio button not checked. 0 items to change. Back button to cancel.
For some reason, it does. In the radio button, it does not read your radio buttons. Checked or not checked. I don't know, for some reason. I press backspace to get out of here.
Space, next button to activate. Press space box. Space, list box, set up your speakers. Configure your TV or monitor.
Am I? Apparently the setup screen is not accessible at this time. If you have a, again, TV out or TV tuner, you can do that here.
Join wireless network.
If you want to join a wireless network, you can do that here.
List box run setup again.
If you want to run setup again, you can press enter on here.
Join wireless run setup again.
I press backspace to get up here.
Windows Media Center setup. Parental control. Automatic download options.
Okay, I'll press enter on that because I'm curious as to what it is.
Press unavailable. Save button to activate. Retrieve CD album art. Media information for DVDs and movies and internet services from the internet checkbox checked. The clear checkmark. Press space bar.
Oh, it's a media content. If you want to have Windows Media Center retrieve information about a CD or DVD or music files, you can do that.
Download when connected radio button not checked. 0 items. To change the selection, press up or down arrow.
Oh no.
Manual download radio button not checked. 0 items. To change the selection.
This is a download method. You can have automatic or manual.
Download now button to activate. Press space bar.
If you want to download, you can press enter on here.
Retrieve CD album art. Media information for DVDs and movies and internet services from the internet.
Okay, that's it. We're now recycled.
Space list box automatic download options.
So that's the basically options that we have on the Windows Media Center.
General.
And we, there's a general settings, and then
TV
settings, which I don't have, which I won't go there because I don't have any settings for it.
Pictures,
you can configure pictures here.
Music.
I'll press enter on that.
Rest, visualizations.
can configure visualization.
Visualization options.
You can configure visualization options, like a rotating speed and the type of visualization, etc. So that's what we have.
Music. DVD.
DVD.
Press not select a DVD language. Not select a DVD language.
If your DVD is encoded in a different language, you can press enter to select one or configure one.
List box closed captioning.
If your DVD supports the closed captioning, you can do it. You can configure here.
Remote control options.
If a remote control, you can configure it. And that's it.
DVD extender.
Media Center extender, I'm not going to go in there because I don't have an Xbox to play with as a Media Center extender.
Library setup.
Library setup. You can set up your library.
Extend DVD.
So that's the option that we have in terms of configure Media Center.
Button shutdown button set.
I would say that Media Center, about for about 85% of Media Center is pretty much accessible. But for remaining 10-15%, I don't know, for some reason, it is not accessible at this time. If there's a menu button, probably, I don't know, for some reason, JAWS has trouble with focus issues. And for Windows OS, it does work pretty well. But I'm sure that there should be an improvement in JAWS in terms of Media Center. So there's a brief look at some Media Center on the Windows Vista. I press enter and shut down to close this.
Close button to activate, press space bar.
And before I go, I said I'll come back to shut down button, and here are the options. Close.
Log off button to activate, press space
log
bar.
Log off.
Shut down button to activate, press space bar.
Shut down.
Restart button to activate, restart. Press space. Sleep button to activate,
sleep.
Press. Close button to activate, press space bar.
And these are standard shutdown features. I press enter and close.
Volume mixer dialog, speakers, mute for Windows Media Player button to activate. Device speakers up down slider. Device speakers up down slider. 0%. 1.
Alright, weird enough. So that's briefly. So that is a brief look at my digital life media features in the Windows Vista. If you want to contact me, you can contact me by various ways. You can contact me by email at Joseph JOSCPH_Lee 22590@yahoo.com. You can also contact me via joseph.lee22590@gmail.com or joseph.lee22590@blindsea.com. So, see you next time in the continuing series of A Guide to Windows Vista.